Editor's note: this article originally appeared on the Trillium, a Village Media website devoted to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford was the winner of the Ontario Leaders debate that aired on the province's major networks Monday evening, according to a new poll. Palace data found that, among Ontarians who said they watched the entire debate, 37% said Ford was the winner, compared to 22% for Ontario Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie, 16% for NDP Marit Stiles and 7% for Green leader Mike Schreiner. The leftover 18% either said no one won or they weren't sure who did. However, among Ontarians who said they only saw clips of the debate online, Crombie had a slight within the margin of error edge over Ford, with 30% saying she won, compared to 29% for Ford. Overall, 26% of poll respondents said they watched the whole debate, a number pollster Joseph Anglano warned is probably inflated. This question is prone to social desirability bias. People think they should be watching this, said the CEO of Palace Data. It means it's something people think they should be doing in a healthy democracy, and that it's part of their civic duty. Another 32.4% said they've seen clips of the debate on TV or online, while 41% said they didn't watch any part of it. Older Ontarians were more likely to have said they tuned in. About half of Ontarians, 52%, said they believe that leaders' debates are valuable in helping voters decide who they want to vote for, whether or not they watched all, some or none of the debate personally. Just 23% disagreed with that statement. The poll was conducted by Palace Data on behalf of the Trillium on February 18, 2025, among a sample of 953 adults, 18 years of age or older, living in Ontario and eligible to vote in provincial elections. The poll comes as media coverage of election campaigns has changed. No party has a bus for journalists to accompany the leaders as they tour the province for the first time in a modern Ontario election campaign. The practice used to be a staple of major parties' campaigns. In 2018, only the Liberals and NDP had a bus for media. In 2022, it was only the NDP. During the 2022 election, campaigns began offering live streams and sometimes call-in options for media from their stops across the province. While Village Media has had reporters at almost every media availability by the three major party leaders, that is not common among media outlets. Overall, most Ontarians said they're informed on Ontario political news, 60% said so, compared to 32% who said they were not as well informed as they could be and another 4% who said they do not follow political news. Male and older respondents were more likely to say they are well informed. The most common reason for not being informed, given by the 36% of respondents who said they weren't informed, was that they find Ontario political news too depressing, at 33%, compared to 23% of those respondents who said they don't have time for the news. Overall, the plurality of respondents said they prefer to get their news from online news websites, 31%, compared to 23% for television, 13% for print newspapers, 8% for radio, and the remainder for social media sites. That changed with age, with television strongly preferred by respondents aged 65+. The poll also found the Progressive Conservatives maintaining their lead with 44% of the vote, compared to 28% for the Liberals, 20% for the New Democrats and 5% for the Greens.